The meeting was what we call an indaba. This indaba brought together about 65 chiefs from different countries in Southern Africa. The whole purpose was for us to look at how can we capitalize at the role of the chiefs as prevention champions. We were looking at how we can motivate the chiefs to participate fully in HIV prevention, particularly looking at some of the cultural practices that exist in the community, those which we know that the chiefs are able to influence. And so we were trying to do three things all in one. We were trying to increase their knowledge on HIV. We were trying to increase their understanding of the linkages that exist between HIV, culture, and the issues of women's rights. And then we were also trying to strengthen the partnerships between chiefs and the AIDS service organizations that work in their community.
I understand this meeting is the first of its kind. Why have you in the past, in all these years, not been working with the chiefs who live with the ordinary people in Zimbabwe? Not only in Zimbabwe, in the region rather.
We have all been asking ourselves that question, but I think it was a matter of time. The way we approached HIV from the beginning was we started by looking at HIV as an individual problem. And we thought that if we addressed an individual could actually change their behavior and therefore we could reduce HIV. Over the years, we have learned that this is just a dream. It does not work, particularly when you are working with Africans. There is no African who makes an individual decision. Any decision that you make as a person needs to be supported by a community and the larger group. And therefore, we have now changed our strategy to look at the many layers that influence a person's capacity to change or sustain a behavior. And among those things are the traditional leaders. And that's why we have now taken a decision that we now need to put the traditional leaders at the forefront of addressing HIV. Another reason is that when we look at what is driving HIV in the region, some of the cultural practices do influence in a very big way. And yet we know that our communities, within our communities, the chiefs and the headmen are really the custodians of that culture. And so if you are talking about changing a culture or modifying a culture, the people that have the power to do that are the chiefs. And that is why now we are really looking at targeting the chiefs and working with them closely, so that they can critically look at some of the practices to a point where they themselves can take the decisions to make changes.
Mrs. Singandu, now that the chiefs are going back home, what are they taking with them? Did they get your message?
Yes, we are very excited of where we ended today. There was serious commitment among the chiefs that they would go back and play their role. One of the things that they committed themselves to doing is really the issue of role modeling. There was a lot of discussions around what is the role of a leader in modeling the behavior that they expect others to do. If a chief is going to talk about male circumcision, is it possible for him to be circumcised first? These are some of the things we were discussing. But among the issues that we talked about was the issue of wife inheritance. This issue was extensively discussed because it's quite common across almost all the countries. But what really makes us happy is that in the discussion, they unanimously came to the conclusion that women should not be forced when it comes to wife inheritance. They should be given a choice, and their choices must be listened to. So if a woman chooses that she does want to participate in wife inheritance, the decision was that then the woman all go for testing first so that they know their status. If a woman decides that she's not interested, she does not want to be inherited, they took a decision that this decision must be respected and the woman should be left alone in the homestead to look after her children, and the uncle or whoever should just assist with looking after the children and nothing else. And we were very happy to come to that position.
So I take it this is the first of many meetings that you are going to have with the chiefs?
Oh, yes. This is the first of many meetings. When they go back to their countries, the next step is that we are going to expand this education and this training program at country level so that we can reach as many chiefs in each country as possible. We also have an award that is going to go with this work. Every year, we are going to give an award to about 13 chiefs that we have demonstrated that they have made real changes in their own country. And so we'll produce an annual calendar. On that calendar, we'll put the faces of the 13 chiefs that contributed the most as far as HIV prevention is concerned within their communities. And so we agreed that the race starts today, and when we meet again next year, we will be giving this first award.